That was Like Mariah by Homeshake, and we're not going to listen to Stevie Wonder quite yet. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
And I'm Ryan, and that's Caleb, and my mic's off.
But Caleb just walked in.
If you respected me.
No.
I don't think it's off.
It was on.
I can't hear me.
I can hear you.
Why are my headphones
You got to try your...
My guy.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Ryan's afraid of noise.
I'm so...
Have it now.
If you guys are as distraught as I am, I can't hear myself still.
So. Just about?
try
messing with your monitor.
And I'm online and so loud now.
Wow. And there it goes.
And that's the magic of live podcasting.
Well, how's your day? Can you tell me about it? I haven't seen you in a little while.
Mine has been pretty good, actually. I got to meet some new people at lunch today.
Exciting.
It was really nice.
Who are they?
Go into detail
about
during recess today? Oh, I'm wearing the wrong headset, aren't I?
Jack, I'm too loud now, and I'm echoing.
Ryan, you got your own dial.
Yeah, you can
control them. My ears, you took them.
I'm good now.
So, who did you meet? Put them on blast.
I guess I didn't get to meet them so much as I got to know them a little more.
Uh-huh.
But I had lunch with, actually, Caleb's partner in crime, Steph.
Exciting.
Oh, yeah, I like Steph.
Yeah, she was very nice.
Awesome. You sounded really
sexy. I really do like you. You're very cool.
Hey, for all you Stephs out there listening, Caleb's pretty impartial.
Caleb's got a thing for you.
He's got a present. This is recorded forever, and this will exist forever. So just keep in mind. No?
That's the thing that actually goes away.
No, yeah?
How is your film going? Can we get some behind the scenes?
Yeah. Talk
behind
to us
the
about
scenes
it.
Action
Give
is.
Give us a tease.
We decided to push production until after spring break.
Okay.
Seems irresponsible, but we're going to do it. We're going through our script, making big changes. It's getting funnier and longer. So
hey, there you go.
Oh, and that's we have exciting. A cast now. So we've
okay. What can you tell us about the process?
The process was harrowing.
This is inside the actor's studio,
to say the least. With who? James Lipton. He doesn't.
James Lipton,
doesn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
The tea guy.
James Lipsky is my ASL exactly professor.
Oh, that's who I meant. That's why those inside the actor's studio is so quiet.
Right.
Anyway, it was a harrowing process. I'm really in disbelief that we're at the place we are now. We have a script.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting there. It's getting funny. The casting process was hilarious because people were really interesting. They sent in videos, and it felt weird to like be in a weird position of power where like people wanted to be in the thing you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, we still do that thing where we just write a nonsense script and get like hundreds of
yes. And this did was confirm that people would do it
really
and find meaning in it. Like this sort of thing people were saying, like. Some people put a little like cover letter esque thing on the website, like when they apply for your posting.
Oh my god!
I really like the character of Audrey because I really feel like I relate to her, and I feel like, and it's like holy crap! Like we wrote this character in 2 seconds, and so it'd be funny to make a nonsense thing and see what they said. Like,
right,
dude. Everyone's faking it all the time.
I know.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
It's exciting. It's like nerve wracking because we're gonna go to spring break, and then when we get back, just. Have to do it all.
You're gonna punch each other.
We're gonna punch each other and then we'll get done.
Yeah, and then that's how you do it. Okay, I'm gonna play a song.
Alright.
We're playing oldies today.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's the vibe of today.
Okay.
So, and so to start that, we started a song that came out less than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, oldies. Yeah.
Awesome.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life I have someone. Thank you.
That was Ronnie Stuhl with a cut off his most recent album, Stools for Days.
And what's this?
Ronnie Stuhl's even newer album, Stools for Even More Days.
Stools for Years is my favorite. That's the compilation album.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice.
The constipation compilation. Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Actually, you want to hear something about that? Is this too gross to talk about in the
No.
air?
No.
Okay. It's too fun to talk about off the air.
So today, the only, until these two interesting slices of pizza I had, the only food I'd eaten was one of those naked, like, juice things.
Yeah, it's not food, bro.
The whole day. Exactly. So I was just thinking about how everything coming out of my body would be liquid.
So you've now used interesting twice.
Really?
Once to describe the slices of pizza, and once to describe the people who applied for your movie as actors.
So that means bad, right?
Can
that,
you relate those two things to me?
No. I was just taking notes on Caleb's word use.
Yeah, what are you, a robot?
That's the third time you've said robot. Once to describe yourself, once to describe Will, and once to describe your mom, Freud.
No.
All I ate today was half of a Dave's.
Oh,
Cubano,
what,
and half of a Steak and Blue. So I've had a pretty good day.
Who'd you go with?
I went with Greg.
Greg.
Yeah,
Greg, I know that order.
Greg comes, with just Swiss cheese, not blue. He comes and meets me after my ASL class a lot of time. Because it's like, our schedule's
what? Oh, today's Thursday?
And then we walk.
Your schedule, there's only one schedule there, man.
Yeah, he's listening, bro.
I love you, Greg.
I don't know. I think he's asleep.
Greg. No, really? Are you kidding me?
I think so. We walked by. He told me to call him and visit his house so that he wouldn't have to wait a while in the cold to get swiped in.
So we spent about 15 minutes throwing hard ice at his windows.
Yeah. And
to no avail.
So either we killed him or
he moved. You were just bothering some other
Either
random.
We killed him or he moved. Yeah.
Either way.
We win.
Yeah. So, Ryan, how was your day?
My day was fine. I woke up at 12 and went to one of my six classes.
Which class? And why'd you skip the others?
Lab, because I literally have to. And I didn't go to the others because I don't have to.
Nice. Which classes are those? I want the professors to hear.
Yeah, say it loud.
Physics recitation, special topics, cybersecurity, physics lecture, internet ethics lecture, and artificial intelligence lecture.
This is why I don't understand so many people. I feel like 85% of the people I ask take five classes.
Yeah.
I am one of the few people I know that takes four, and they're all like, something's got to give. And I'm like, the fifth class has to give.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that. It's that you should treat classes like an obstacle course you need to maneuver.
It's true. I do feel like that a lot.
Rather than an education, you want to improve yourself.
Like, there always has to be two or three that you're, ducking around.
God forbid we spend some time in the lecture and learn something. It's just about getting through the credits.
Uh-huh. It's all that credit is.
You know? That's scary. That's how it feels. Except ASL. I don't feel that way about ASL, which is awesome. That's, the first time in college I felt
really?
No. I liked Cinema of Apocalypse.
Yeah, I felt that, too.
But a lot of other stuff just feels like you're just going through motions.
That's cool that you like the class that can't help us on this radio show. The only class.
And stop yelling at us in ASL right now.
I just said test, so.
Oh, that's pretty insulting.
Yeah.
Why would you have said that?
Huh?
What?
What do you mean?
Test?
I was testing the mic.
Sure.
Come on, that was okay.
That was good
for having just said
that.
A random
I
word.
I like that a lot. That's funny.
So all of our days.
Yeah.
And all of our nights.
Hold on. Not all of our days. Jack, how was your day?
That's true, Jack.
I had a good day. I was nervous for a class because I didn't do all the homework. And then I went to it and it was good.
Ryan, you hear that? You can actually go to them.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, when you go to class, you
and other people are there. Which is cool.
This book I'm reading is good. And I did a little homework and got a nice dinner and came up with some bits. I had a good day.
Oh, my God.
I had a good day. And I've been feeling pretty good recently, which has been nice.
I'm glad.
And I've been actively trying to sabotage that.
It's true. Every night he punches me in the nads before bed 10 times.
Does it work?
I think that's what actually makes me feel good.
Yeah, right.
Weirdly enough.
And he never wakes up. What I do before that is spend 2 hours priming him of thinking I'm about to punch myself in the nads.
Yeah, he rubs me in margarine.
Yeah.
The nads are the eyes, right?
Yeah, the nads are the eyes of the testicles.
Oh. Yeah.
Right?
You hear that, FCC?
We can say that, right?
Testicles? Ajit Pai.
Are you kidding me? Wrong. The day we can't say testicles on air is the day I quit.
Oh, I have a PSA. Should we do it on the first half of the show for once?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, let's drop it.
So stop using cell phones. Or you'll get testicular. No,
never mind. Testicular.
It's such a hard word. There's so many syllables.
This is a PSA that I found on the street while walking into Davis called Somerville Laughter Club. It was outside a church.
Great.
Featuring multiple laughter leaders with diverse styles. Ecstatic laughter. Laughter and movement. Laughter and massage, laughter and relaxation.
Is that real?
Yeah. Change your moods. Create feel-good sensations. SomervilleLaughterClub.com.
We got to go to it.
They have a clip art that just says it has a person using a pencil to draw on an earth like a globe. And it says, we also offer meditation to explore your mind and body. Improve your memory using chai energy, which I think is just caffeine and chai tea. Interactivemindfulness.com, which is like, that's a pretty good domain for this church in Somerville. But yeah, so if you need to feature multiple laughter leaders, laughter you know which leaders. Church to go.
That's a good song name.
With
the laughter leaders.
With diverse styles. Like ecstatic laughter.
And massage laughter.
Laughter and movement.
So that's the PSA.
You know, that's
today.
What I love about John Mulaney. You know, like a lot of comedians are just massage laughter, but he's laughter and movement.
Right, right, exactly.
I love it.
I would even say sometimes he goes into ecstatic laughter.
I know, but not in his recent stuff.
No, and like that stuff was always like maybe a little uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Because you can only take so much static.
I know. Louis C.K. was ecstatic.
Hey, about what?
We don't say that.
Ecstatic? I said it a bunch of times in the PSA. Saying,
FCC's at the door.
Mm-hmm. Saying?
Saying.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's Aziz Ansari. We don't say that. We don't say that.
I wrote... Never mind. So how about a song? You guys like disco?
Yes.
Because we'll fade out this song early, probably, because it's early. 7 minutes. Seven
disco.
Minutes. But it's good.
Disco.
Go alone. Arrogance, but not conceit, as a
We're back.
People's mental real estate.
We're Jack.
How so, Ryan?
I got what?
Oh.
I got hijacked.
Jack got hijacked.
Yeah.
And that's why he's named that. Hijack.
Hey, Jack.
Don't say that on a plane.
Hey, Jack.
What are other things you can't say on a plane? Like things that, regular things that you couldn't say on a plane.
Well, there's that Louis C.K.
Bomb!
Well, for sure, yeah.
Dude, this food is bomb.
And, like, you bring, like, something on the plane.
Yeah.
This Kit Kat is bomb.
This Kit Kat is blade.
This Kit Kat will kill fire marshal.
Dude, Kit Kat will kill a flight attendant.
Who was allergic to Kit Kat. So, about these stickers.
You gonna plug the stickers?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got some stickers now.
What kind of stickers?
They're dumb. They got words on them.
Now, come on, buddy. They're cool. Buddy, they're nice.
They're buddy cool.
Buddy. Butter cool.
They got things that we think are funny on them. You should put
You don't have to say what's on them, but just talk about the plan.
Yeah, the plan.
Just put them in places like, you know how like...
Touch yourself, Ryan. Yeah, Ryan. Oh, Ryan.
Yeah, you're nasty.
Hold the ball, bro.
Tell him about the stickers.
Ryan, touch yourself, Ryan. Tell him about the I can't say that word.
I actually think I would hate us if I would.
Ryan, I know you can hear us outside.
Big mouth voices
over.
It's like the worst thing I've ever heard.
Ryan, I'm sorry.
Lion's too busy putting up stickers. The plan is that we're going to put up stickers. And but if you want to buy them, you can't.
And how many stickers do we have that aren't for sale?
The ones that aren't for sale? I have 10. That was Steely Dan with Black Cow.
And Metal Daniel.
We have some black news to share today.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 3 weeks since the disappearance of Ryan William Sheehan. And today we have his brother on to talk to us. What? We're going to cut the bit.
Yeah. So I watched some SpongeBob today and I really enjoyed it. Do you guys remember the one where he's procrastinating?
No.
It's like he draws a really ornate "the" at the beginning. And it's really good. He like struggles a lot, and then there's like a really trippy 3D animation scene that's really good that I really like.
You're talking to the wrong guy about SpongeBob.
But you remember some SpongeBob,
yeah,
right?
But I didn't have cable, my right. man.
But what I do think is interesting is that like a lot of my friends who didn't have cable like still remember a decent amount of SpongeBob episodes, you know?
I've seen the classics.
Gotcha. Which is like something, there's something you said for that, right? With like how pervasive it is.
Yes. I mean, there's some that I feel like, because we did eventually get cable, and there's some that are on just all the time.
Gotcha.
There's the snowball fight one.
Right. That I've probably seen like exactly. nine times. I forgot about that one.
There's the one where the anchovies swarm the Krabby Patty.
I forgot about that one too.
There's like a few that I have
Rock Bottom.
Stuck in there. Rock Bottom's a classic.
Right.
That was maybe the best.
Like, yeah, I agree. That one, I like the early weird ones are my favorite. Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Like, I mean, isn't that kind of crazy? Like, how much... I haven't watched...
that's incredible.
I haven't watched those shows in, like, over 10 years. Like, really any of them. I haven't gone back and watched SpongeBob until, like, the last year. Like, I hadn't really seen many of them for over 10 years.
I mean, I love SpongeBob, and I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that is a symptom of the quality of SpongeBob or just the fact that that was one of your staple shows as a kid. Like, I know I had a lot of staple shows that were not good.
Right.
That I remember vividly. Like, Johnny Test.
Right.
Oh, my God.
See, I wouldn't have even necessarily said that I, like, loved SpongeBob. Like, I saw it a lot because it was on. But I don't even think it was, like, I loved Adventure Time, which actually was a little bit later. But I liked Courage the Cowardly Dog a lot. I liked...
Yeah.
Like, I didn't... Like, SpongeBob wasn't my go-to, but, like, I don't know. I think it may be the quality.
It's
I don't know.
The one that you remember most?
I don't even know if
it's
I would say
on
that.
It's the most. It's the most
yes.
around.
Yeah. And it was, like, the most merchandise. Still maybe the most yeah. merchandise. I think it was, like, the most... Like, far and away the most money Nickelodeon has ever made off of...
Yeah.
Like... A piece of work yeah. or something like that.
Well, I hear they sell that green slime stuff and you know, to pirates or something. And they make a bunch of money.
The green like the slime from like this
disgusting stuff.
There was a name for
like
it,
the
right?
Kid Wards. What were that? Was that?
That was the Teen Choice Awards. Is that right? And Jack Black hosted one year. God. That's the only year I remember.
That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it like wasn't good.
No, of I wouldn't not. Think so.
Yeah. So where it's just Will and I in the studio right now.
Hi.
Yeah, I think we're gonna play a song.
What are we gonna listen to?
What do I want to listen to? Well, I don't have anything queued up.
What do
so
I want to listen to?
Can I am gonna put on. Yeah, do you want to play something? Okay. While you do that, I'm gonna put on one song. Okay.
Okay. Here oh, I'm go. So into this.
Yeah.
And we're Jack.
I thought Tom was Jack.
Was that going to start?
No. Okay, I didn't mean to start.
Sorry. Whoa.
You have the floor.
Yeah, you have the floor.
Yeah,
no, you're right. You have the floor.
You have the floor. You want to talk?
Anyway.
I'm really glad we got that out.
I know, that was great.
That hair was stuck in my throat this whole thing.
You've been listening to another fantastic episode of I Wish You Could See This.
This is Jack's first time running the, like, I don't know what you call this. You're bored? Rude.
I'm sorry, man.
Just being honest.
Honesty is no crime on air. It's on my license plate.
Oh, really?
No, the whole thing fits on my license plate.